This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they're looking into incidents of hazing at Falcon High School. The school northeast of Colorado Springs suspended its football program after allegations of harassment and misconduct. The Gazette reports coaches and parents may have known about the alleged incidents. The investigation will determine if what occurred crossed the line into criminal behavior. Colorado is drying out. Federal drought data show 83% of the state is now considered abnormally dry. That's a jump from just a week ago. About 40% of the state is experiencing moderate drought conditions or worse. The driest conditions have been reported in the northwest corner of the state in and around Moffitt County. HelloFresh workers in Colorado organized a town hall last night to talk to officials and community leaders about their attempt to unionize at the meal kit company. Mary Williams is an assembly line worker, one of 400 people who work at the Aurora factory. She says she was paid $12.50 an hour while HelloFresh earned more than $4.2 billion globally last year.
And at the time, we were struggling. And I just thought that's not right. If the company's growing that much, we should also be growing that much. We should not have to struggle to pay rent. And we should also have enough money to save for the future.
The meal kit workers plan to host more events before an election date is set. HelloFresh is the most popular meal kit in the U.S. Another Colorado county is suspending jury trials because of the spread of COVID-19. The chief judge in southwestern Colorado ordered the courthouse in Durango closed indefinitely. The rate of new infections in La Plata County is currently 3 times the threshold to qualify as high transmission. Earlier this week, courthouses in several northwestern counties closed for the same reason. This is CPR News.